There's sort of several different characteristics of these monopoly businesses that I like to focus on, and there's probably no sort of single formula to it. And I always think that that in technology, there's always a sense that, you know, the history of technology is such that every moment happens only once. And so, you know, the next Mark Zuckerberg won't build a social network, the next Larry Page won't be building a search engine, the next Bill Gates won't be building an operating system. And if you're copying these people, you're not learning from them. But there is always these very unique businesses that are doing something that's not been done before, end up having the potential to be a monopoly. If you're, you know, the opening line in Anna Karenina is that all happy families are alike, all unhappy families are unhappy in their own special way. And the opposite is true in business, where I think all happy companies are different because they're doing something very unique. All unhappy companies are alike because they fail to escape the essential sameness that is competition. And so one sort of characteristic of a monopoly technology company is some sort of proprietary technology